Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, we're actually talking to Bill Greasy with the Tile Council of North America. Bill, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for agreeing to be with us. You've been, I think, with TCNA about 3 years. Some people may wonder why the TCNA is down here next to Clemson University, and you're actually a perfect example of why they are, because you're a Clemson grad, right?
Of course.
And actually, you have a ceramic engineering degree, so that's probably, I mean, Clemson is a little bit of a think tank around this whole process of manufacturing and testing the tile process, right?
Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, good. Well, one of the reasons I want to talk to you today is because you have been assigned at the TCNA to run the Green Initiative program. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Well, the Green Initiative program is a system that was put in place by our organization really to give our members a forum through which they could be involved in the green building community. Some of our objectives are really to promote the environmental benefits of ceramic tile and really to maintain those environmental benefits and really provide improvements wherever our group feels that improvements are necessary. But more or less, it's really a system that is put in place for our group to get a lot of minds in the same room thinking alike, to let us know exactly what those needs are, and for a way for our association to really be active in the environmental building community.
So there are organizations that are out there like the U.S. Green Building Council, the National Association of Home Builders, and like CHIP. What does CHIP stand for?
CHIP stands for the Collaborative for High Performance Schools.
Okay, well, so there's these organizations, and they compare different types of building materials, and then they put some kind of rating system on in process, both on the residential and commercial side.
Correct.
To compare one material versus another, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Well, to compare... Not necessarily to compare the materials to one another, but really to rate the assembly, the entire building, on the best way to design an environmentally friendly building. And it could use a different combination of materials based on what's specified in the rating systems.
Okay. And from the ceramic tile industry, you told me prior to this interview that you guys were kind of in a catch-up mode because you kind of felt like that you had a very good environmental story and people understood it, but you found out that actually you needed to come to the table, if you will. Tell me a little bit about that.
I wouldn't necessarily say we were in catch-up mode, but really in most regards it's really business as usual, because tile products have inherently possessed some of the sustainable and ecological attributes that other industries are touting really for years. And so it's not that we were regarded as a negative product, but it's really that we just weren't regarded at all. So now we're really trying to come to the table, as you said, and trying to make sure the general public is aware of, when all these rating systems are put in place, that ceramic tile can contribute to points in these rating systems, but in general can contribute to a sustainable or ecological building in general.
One of the examples you told me prior to this interview was that with the U.S. Green Building Council, which sanctions the whole LEED certification, mm-hmm. that they had some standards out there that was basically formatted around carpet, and you needed, since you weren't at the table, you needed to go in and actually prove how ceramic tile performed, and I think that was an indoor air quality performance. So, yeah. Tell me again a little bit about that.
Yeah, and that in fact that's a perfect example of as we're saying, bring information to the table. By being involved in the different United States Green Building Council committees, the different LEED committees that are out there, you can kind of see that the early versions of the draft were sort of tailored by the early players in the committees, ones that could really provide representation from their industries, and carpet's a perfect example. EQ Credit 4.3 used to be titled Low Emitting Materials Carpet Systems, in which you would obtain a LEED credit towards your building if all of the carpet in the building was compliant with the Green Label Plus rating system, which was implemented was an initiative of the Carpet and Rug Institute. That's recently been changed, and the title of that credit is now Low Emitting Materials flooring systems. And so rather than saying all of the carpet, it says all of the carpet and all of the hard surface flooring compliant with the California 1350 specification. And there are other rating systems or certification systems out there that can approve hard surface floorings. But all, you know, when it's all said and done, it just has to be compliant with the California specification.
All right. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was coverings being just, you know, around, a week and a half away. You guys are actually, you know, going to be handing out your handbook for 2009, and there are some four-color pages that are right in the center of this book that I think you helped develop, which talks about the green side of the whole tile market and actually is a good education point for both homeowners or architects and designers to say, hey, listen, when it comes to green, tile has got quite a message here. Yep. So you tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the insert and that we're speaking of in the center of the handbook here that's going to be distributed at coverings is a perfect example of sort of the message we're trying to get across. There's a section in there on how to earn LEED points through the use of tile and tile-related products, but we're trying to take it beyond that and show not only can you earn LEED credits, but there's also a lot of other benefits of using ceramic tile and adhesives and grouts in your construction. One big advantage is the cost saving. There's a whole section in there on the cost benefits long-term of using ceramic tile. It may have a slightly high initial cost, but you know, over the lifespan of the building, it's got a lower life cycle cost, a lower maintenance cost. So we're also looking at some of the exterior benefits of using tile. It's a freeze-thaw resistant product. It's tile is naturally a low maintenance product. Some of the cleaners required to maintain tile don't have harsh chemicals. All you need is warm water in most cases. Fire resistant, naturally a fire resistant product. And so there's a lot of other benefits that go beyond LEED and some of the other rating systems that are out there.
And certainly everybody would understand when you start talking about carbon footprint, you start talking about life cycle analysis.
Yeah.
Tile is a product that's extremely dense and once installed has a very long life, right?
Yeah, and you know, I wish we could say that it lasts forever, but you know, when is forever over? So, you know, there's installations out there that have in ancient Egypt that have been out there a long, long time. And so, you know, we got, for the purposes of performing a life cycle calculation, we have to assign a value to it. But, you know, it's just one of the things our group is trying to determine now is when do we really, what is that value in years going to be as long as a product can last? But it's certainly not like a carpet or a resilient flooring product that has to be replaced every several years or every, you know, 10 years in some cases.
So, and one of the things you are looking at, I find this very interesting, is you're not just looking at ceramic tile. I mean, you're looking at the installed floor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're looking at adhesives and grouts, some of the installation materials, some of the different membranes and backerboard substrates. Our committee consists of roughly 60 individuals, all representing different organizations. You know, some of them are tile manufacturers, some of them are backerboard manufacturers, adhesive and grout manufacturers as well, and membrane manufacturers. So, like you said, we're looking at each individual component of the system, but we're also looking at the installed system and some of the different possibilities and really putting them all together to make the most ecological and sustainable solution.
Bill, as you start looking at dispelling myths, if you will, and looking at the advantages of tile versus other materials, what is one of the key advantages of tile, especially when you start thinking of the Tile Council of North America?
Okay, well, you know, obviously regional availability is a huge topic because tile naturally is a heavier product and it requires some transportation that is going to result in different air emissions. However, the advantage of North American tile is that nearly every section or job site of the country has tile or insulation materials manufactured within 500 miles of the job site. So this regional availability really contributes to minimizing the air emissions associated with transporting the tile and relating some insulation materials from manufacturer from where the material is actually harvested to the job site.
So since the products are made, you know, many of the plants are in Tennessee, Kentucky, or, you know, centrally located, the transportation is not a big factor. It's made in North America products. So that's an advantage from an environmental footprint standpoint, right?
Exactly. The fact that these manufacturing sites are so close to the job sites in most cases.
Great, Bill. Well, I appreciate you being with us today. Again, at Coverings, if somebody wants to come up and find out the latest information about the green story around tile, they can actually come to the TCNA booth and actually kind of in the center of the show there, can't they?
Yeah, we'll be there and we'll be handing out free handbooks with it contains this insert.
As I said, we've been talking to Bill Greasy, who is in charge of the green initiatives with the Tile Council of North America, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.